Now, you mentioned Miss Olive Pink.
Yeah, Miss Olive Pink. She was a great worker for the natives, believed in justice and what have you, which I supported in any way I could. And she came out to the grandest there one time in the buckboard with a Aboriginal driver that had been boobed. If you wanted a good, reliable driver, you always got a native that had been in the boob.
I see.
This fellow had been in the boob and he knew the country and he came out there. The chaplain made quite sure that there was no natives anywhere working around the grandest, none in sight. Right, out, holiday, go walk about, come back in a few days.
Mm.
When Miss Pink was there, there was no native there. None at all. That was stuck in my craw.
Mm.
I told her that they'd been chased away and what have you.
Yes.
And I visited here just a few years ago before she died. And she was very, very pleased to see me. She remembered it all, you know.
Yes.
But it is those things that are distressing to me.
Yes.
The only reward I saw any of them get was straw hats, pocket knives, and very cheap tinny pocket knives, and there was no hat cheaper than the straw hat.